Starting that bright and early, apparently. Okay, we're going back and continuing looking at numbering systems. So now we're looking at hex. Okay, so hex, as this is the big handout that we were in last week. It's under last week.
Oh, that was on the computer, okay.
It's in under my week of things for last week.
Numbering system and code, right?
Yeah.
Under week 12. Okay?
Yep.
Okay. So hex is base 16. And the digits go from 0 to 9. And then A, B, C, D, E, F. Okay? So I'm counting A, B, C, D, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, A, B, C, D, E, F. So what happens is 9 plus 1 is A. A plus 1 is B. B plus 1 is C. C plus 1 is D. D plus 1 is E. E plus 1 is F. And F plus 1 are right on digits. So F plus 1, put down the 0, carry the 1. So F plus 1 is 10. Okay, so just like in binary, binary goes up to 9. So 9 plus 1 is 10. Binary goes to 1. So 1 plus 1 is 10. If you look at other numbering systems, when they hit the maximum digit and you add 1 to the biggest digit, it goes over to the next position. Just like it does in decimal. When you hit 9 and you add 1, it goes to 10. And we call this 10, not 10, because 10 has implications of 10 things, as in 10. And this isn't really 10, this is 16, actually, because it's base 16, and so it goes 9, and then A is 10. Okay, A is 10, B is 11, C is 12, D is 13, E is 14, F is 15. Okay, so at F, I've hit 15. F plus 1 is 10, and 10 is 16. Okay, again, decimal base 10, 10 is 10. This 10 is the next digit, 16. Base 16 is 16. Okay? So, when I look at this chart down here that shows me binary to hex, and this is significant, and it's why hexadecimal was chosen, because every 4 binary digits can be represented with 1 hexadecimal digit. And every hex digit can be represented with 4 binary digits. So in other words, they go back and forth together. 4 binary digits is equivalent to 1 hex, and every hex can be represented with 4 binary digits. And that's important because computer codes, okay, computer codes today are 8 digits. ASCII, which is the one we're going to look at, is 8 digits. So if I divide 8 digits in half, I've got 2 4-digit digits. And every 4 digits can be represented with 1 hexadecimal digit, which means, and we're going to see it in a few minutes, when I dump memory, I can say, give it to me in hex as opposed to binary, which means that when it dumps out a character, I'll get the 4 hexadecimal digits instead, I mean the 2 hexadecimal digits instead of the 8 binary digits. And that's just a lot easier. And we're going to look at codes after we've looked a little more at hex, and that will be more evident, I think, once we start looking at codes. Okay? So, to start out, we're going to look at hex conversions and how I can convert hex into decimal and how I can convert from decimal to hex. So, somewhere up here I've got it. Hexadecimal, converting hex to decimal. Okay? So I started out with A359. There it is. I started out with A359. And underneath each of those letters, A, decided I can't write.
Nope.
So A359, okay, underneath that I've got 16 to the 0, which is defined as 1. Under the 5, I put 16 to the 1st, which is defined as 16. Under 3, I'm putting 16 squared, which is defined as 256. And under this, I'm putting 16 cubed, which is defined as 4,096, okay? So essentially, I'm doing the same thing that I did when I had binary. When I had binary and I wanted to convert it to decimal, I wrote powers of 2 underneath. Now I have hexadecimal that I want to convert to decimal, and I'm writing powers of 16 underneath. And if I had a base 7 numbering system, I'd be writing powers of 7 underneath. Okay? So it's whatever the base is. This is a base 16 numbering system. So then what I do to figure out what this is equivalent to, and you can see it over here, I say A times 16 cubed, and A is really 10. So I say 10 times 4,096, which gives me 40960. Because I'm multiplying face value times positional value. I'm multiplying face value times positional value. So 256 times 3, 8, 6, 7. 16 times 5 is 80. 1 times 9 is 9. Then I add all those up, which I did over here. I add them all up, and I get 41,817. So when I add these up, this adds to 41817. So the A359 in hex converted into decimal to the 41817. Now this is kinda harder than binary, because in binary I was only multiplying by ones and zeros. Well, that's easy. Here I'm multiplying by 10 times 4,096. Well, 10 times it is easy, which is why I put an A there, But if it was 12, then it's a little more thinking. Okay? So this one is a little bit more thought process. Questions? Okay, so let's try one. Wait a minute, insert blank page. That's what I want. Okay, so if I do B7E, and that's in hex, so it's base 16, and I want to convert it to decimal, which is base 10. Okay. So I'm going to do that by multiplying face value times position value. So what's the first thing I have to do?
Well, that would be 16 times 1.
Right, so it's 16, okay, to the zeroth power is defined as 1. 16 to the first power is 16. 16 to the second power is 256. So this is my face value, and I multiply it by my positional value. And then I add them all up together. So give that a try and see what you come up with.
Has any questions, just ask. Big number.
Nope.
No,
what?
No. Calculator, I could do that probably, but it's 12. Yeah, I don't want to say too much. Anybody have any questions?
Okay. Again, I'm multiplying face value times positional value. So what's the face value of B? 11. What's the face value of E? 14, right. So I'm multiplying 256 times 11, right? And that comes out to what?
2,770.
Is that right?
You got 2816.
You got 2816?
That's what I got.
Oh, I don't know.
256. Times 11.
Yeah, it looks different one. Oh, yes.
I'm 7. 6 7 to 42, so that's 112. Right? And 1 times 14 is 14. So now I've got to add these all up. And I've got 2492, right? 2942. Check me.
That's what I got.
Okay. Okay. So this is 2942 in decimal. So, I've got 2942 in decimal. Okay, so that's how I convert. And again, yeah.
How do you know that B is worth 11 and E is worth 14?
That chart that I brought up, basically, but you can do it in your mind. 9 is an A. So, I mean, 9 is a 9, sorry. And then I add 1 to 9, and I'm up to A.
Oh, I see.
So, 10 is an A. So add 1 to 10, and I'm up to 11, which is a B. And so it goes And then C is a 12, D is a 13, E is a 14, and F is a 15. Okay?
That chart's on here.
It's on there, but sooner or later you basically need to just memorize it. I mean, sooner or later you will, just because if you do it often enough, it's easier to memorize it. Okay? So if I have the decimal and I have the hex, okay, 9 is 9, A, yeah, right, 10 is A. Decimal 10 is a hex A, 11 is a B, 12 is a C, 13 is a D, 14 is an E, 15 is an F, okay? And 16 is 10, because F is the last digit, and when I add 1 to F, I go to 10.
That just goes to 19, and then it becomes...
Yep, 1A, 1B, 1C, 1D, 1E, 1F, 20. Okay? And then eventually, when you do it enough, you get to FF. And FF plus 1 is 100. Okay? Okay, so now I am going to take that 2942. Okay, so I ended up here with 2942. And that was in decimal, so if I want to put that back into hex, okay, I want to convert it back into hex. Okay, so with hex, I've got this. 16 to the 0 is 1, 16 to the 1st is 16. So what I'm going to do is, and there's two ways of doing it, I'm going to do it the way I do it, and then we'll talk about the other. I look at and say, how many of these things can I subtract? So can I subtract 4,096 from 2,942? No. So I don't use that. Can I subtract 256 from it? And yes, I can. Now, the way I do it, and I don't know why, but I do it this way, is I say, okay, 10 times it. 10 times 256, I'm going to subtract that first. And so that gives me 2 and 8 and 3, right? Okay, so I look at it and say, oh, I can still use one more 256. So I subtract 256 again. And I've got 6 and 2 and 1, right? Catch me if I make a mistake. My last class was definitely a Monday class. Okay, so anyway. So this is 1 times 256. So basically, together, I was 11 times 256. So I put a B in there here. Okay, that's the way I do it, just because it kind of makes sense to me. Obviously, the alternative would be to divide 256 into 2942, and you would come up with 11 with something left over. So you can do it with a divide as well. Either way works. I don't know why, but I just have always done it this way. So now I need to say how many 16s do I need? And I think that the main reason I do that is it's how many 16s do I need? Okay, I don't need 10, because that would be 160, right? So I'll take a look at it and say 160, that's quite a bit too big, so maybe 8. So I say, okay, let's see, 8 times 16, 8 carry the 4 is 128. That is a little bit too big. So therefore, I need 7 of them, okay? So 16 times 7 is 42, 112. So I basically have to figure out, however you want to figure it out, how many I can subtract. And basically, I can subtract 7 of those. Okay, that was this, 7 times. So I'm putting the 7 there. And I've got 14 left. And 14, I know, is an E. So it's B7E. Now, if when I'd done the subtraction, I'd come up with a number bigger than 16, then I know that, oops, there's one more 16, okay? Again, the other way to do this is to do a divide and just simply say 256 divides into 2942 how many times and come up with the answer of 11. And so it's totally up to you how you do it. For some reason, this just makes more sense to me to do it this way, so I do it this way, but that doesn't mean you need to do it this way. Okay. Questions. So let's try a basic one. And that is, let's go for,
in decimal. And I want to convert that over to hex. Okay.
So when I was doing this and started out with decimal, I went through and figured out how many of each. Okay. So I've got my 16 to the 0. And it's pretty clear I don't need 16 to the third, right? So, what's the answer going to be on this one? So what's it going to be?
140.
No, you got your 4 and your 0 reversed.
Okay.
104? Yeah, 104, yeah. Right. Yeah. So I'm saying 260, how many 256s can I use? One of them. And I have 4 left over. How many 16s can I use? 0. How many 4s can I use? 1s can I use? 4 of them. So that's the way I would do this one. Okay? So I had 16 zeros. 0 over 16. Okay? So that's 104. Let's try. What do I want to add to this? And 10, 26, I think. Okay, 26, 286. Let's try 286. I should have picked 296. That's what I really wanted. Oh, well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, that works all right. That works right. I did the math in my head wrong. What are you coming up with? Eleven what? Yeah, about 1180. So I say, okay, how many 256s can I use? One of them. And that leaves me 30. How many 16s can I use? One of them. And that leaves me 14. How many ones can I use? 14. And 14 is an E. Okay, so I use one 256. I used one 16. And I used 14 ones. So I write that as E. Questions? Do you understand how to do this?
Everyone's
good? Going.
Gone.
Okay. So, that's using hexadecimal. So as I said, the big thing about hexadecimal is this.
The ASCII computer code, and we're going to look at ASCII, has eight digits. Okay, it makes up eight digits. So when you hit the capital A on your computer, it makes up eight digits, and it puts the eight digits that stand for a capital A out in memory. Okay, so when I hit the capital A, I get eight binary bits that represent the letter A, because computers work on binary, so I'm sending in eight binary bits that represent the letter A. Well, if I look at those eight binary bits, it's a pain in the neck to read if I don't memory, and I want to know what's really in memory. I can take a dump of memory, and that will dump out what's in memory. Getting that dump in zeros and ones is a royal pain to read. So instead, you can say, okay, I want to get a dump in hex, for example. So I want to get a dump in hex. And so it essentially comes up with a digit for those four. This would be the first hex. And it comes up with those four, and that would be the second hex. Okay. And so it tells me the hex. So I'm only looking at two characters as opposed to four. Now, when I look at this, I take each character individually, and so I write the 1, 2, 4, and 8 under each character. So I write the 1, 2, 4, and 8 under each character. Okay. Now we're going to go in, and we're going to look at this chart that I told you about last week. So I've got a chart here that has reference for ASCII 2, and I want you to bring that up. Now, if you look at the letter A, find the capital letter A, and then look under hex, you'll see that an A is a hex 41. Does everybody see that? The capital letter A, and HX stands for hex. And so it's 41. The letter A is a 41. So now I'm going to go back in here. And I know that a letter A is equal to 41 in hex. Okay? So, I'm going to come over here and say, okay, the first hex is a 4, the next hex is a 1. So, let me put up the 4. Well, 4 means turn on 4, right?
and the rest are zeros. And the one means turn on one, and the rest are zeros. So an A is 01000001. Because that was the, I got the hex from the chat, and then I turned the 4 into a 4-bit hexadecimal number, and I turned the 1 into a 4-bit hexadecimal number. And when I put those together, that's the code for an A. Does that make sense? Somebody look like I'm making sense, please. Okay. So, the next thing that I have to do is a B. And A was a 41. A B is a 42. A C is a 43. Now look up a Z. What's a Z? 5A. 5A? Okay. So let's try to represent each of those. We've already done the A for 1, 2, 3, 4, and these are 8, 4, 2, 1, 8, 4, 2, 1. Turn on the 4 and turn the rest off. Turn on the 1, turn the rest off. Okay, so this is my letter A. What's the B gonna be?
0.
It's going to be the 4 again.
The 4 again. And what's the B going to be over here?
2.
Okay, turn on the 2 and the rest are off. What's the C going to be?
4.
Same one. And what is it going to be over here?
3. Which would be the 2 and the 1.
The 2 and the 1 is 3. Okay. What's the Z going to be?
4 and the 1.
The 4 and the 1. That's right, the 8 and the 2. Because this is a 5. And this is 8 and 2 is 10, which is an A. Okay? So that is a 5A. Okay? So that's the hexadecimal. Okay? Questions? So you can do that with any of them in the chat. Okay? Now, if you notice here, there's a couple of things that we should take a look at. First of all, how many letters are there in the alphabet? Right, that wasn't a trick question. Okay, there are 26 letters in the alphabet. Okay, can I represent 26 using 8, 4, 2, and 1? Can I turn on 8, 4, 2, and 1? I max out at 15, right? 8 and 4 is 12, and 2 is 14, and 1 is 15. So I can't do 26. But what I can do is if I use 5 of these digits, and I look at these, 1, 1, 0, 1, 0. Okay? Now, the second way of looking at this is with decimal. So I'm going to write here 1, 2, 4, 8, 16. That's sort of the 0, 1, 0 in the front. I had to use, that 16 is lovely. I know it's a 16. Anybody else might not know. But if I use the 16, and now I've got the 16 on, the 8 on, that's 24, the 2 on, that's 26, right? So if I use these 5 things and go over there, that is 26, and Z is the 26th letter of the alphabet. So this idea of 4 and 4 was a lovely thought, except that we have a problem, which is that there are 26 letters in the alphabet. So we basically have to steal one from the other side to get it to go up to 26. So what we end up with is 010, notice, is on all of them. So that is telling me that it is uppercase, because everything from A down to Z had a 010 at the beginning. So 010 tells me, if I look at the binary, that it's uppercase. And then the last 5 bits tell me which one it is. And it would be lovely if we had an alphabet that only went up to 16 letters. But we don't. So we're stuck going up and stealing the one from the other side and saying, okay, if I turn those on, that will give me the 26. Now, to follow through on that a little bit more, A, if we go back to my chart, okay, we go back to the chart, and notice that A has a decimal value of 65. A has a decimal of 65. So I'm going to go back over here. So we've got 2 ways of looking at A. A has a decimal of 65, and it has a hex of 41. Okay? So I can ask it to tell me what the binary is, and it has a binary of what? 0100001 is what the code is in. This is my ASCII code. So I have 2 ways of representing this. So if I do it in hex, I have 01000001. I divide it in half. 1, 2, 4, 8. That's a 4. 1, 2, 4, 8. That's a 1. So I have 41. If I want to look at it in decimal, then I do it the same way we did when we converted binary to decimal last week. Okay, so I'm going to have 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128. And remember, those are the powers of 2. 2 to the 0, 2 to the 1st, 2 to the 2nd, and so forth. So if I put that code in here, 0100001, and I look at what's turned on, the 64 and the 1 are turned on, which makes 65, which is that number right there. Okay. So if I am converting to decimal, I do it the same way that I convert binary to decimal. I write out the powers of 2 under all of them, and I convert the same way that I converted to decimal, between decimal and binary, on Thursday. If I have the hex, then I break it up into 2 groups of 4, because of that lovely thing that any hex digit can be represented with 4 binary bits, and any 4 binary bits can be turned into a hex digit. Okay? And that's not true with decimal. Okay, decimal maxes out a 9 on a single digit, and if I write a 9, it's a 1001, so I haven't used all of the places. I haven't used everything. Okay, So I have two ways of looking at what an A is in binary. Or three ways. I can say, show me the binary. I can show me the hex. Or I can say, show me the decimal. Or I can do what I did with an A a few minutes ago and play around with both sides, or Z, I guess, a few minutes ago and play around with both sides, where I said, okay, the 010 is the beginning. I need 5 digits, and so it's no longer a hex number. I'll make it a decimal number and write 1, 2, 4, 8, 16. So that I can get up to 26, because those are needed to go to 26. Okay? Okay. If you look at lowercase letters, go to your chart and look at lowercase letters. And an A is a 97 and a 61. Okay. So while we're here, just notice. You know how we run into case sensitivity with JavaScript, and it yells at you if you put a lowercase letter instead of an uppercase letter, or an uppercase instead of a lowercase? They're totally different. As far as the computer's concerned, that's an A. A capital A, that's a lowercase a, totally different codes, okay? So it's seeing totally different codes when you press the lowercase a and when you press the uppercase a. Languages or things that aren't case sensitive have behind the scenes, they check for both codes. Is it an uppercase a code or is it a lowercase a code, okay? Languages that are case sensitive tend to be more, we'll check the way it's supposed to be and you fix it. Okay, so they basically don't agree on how to handle it. Okay, so a lowercase a is a 97 and a 61. Whereas an uppercase A was a 65 and a 41. Okay. So, if I want to do a 61, what's the code? Translate and tell me what the code for a lowercase a is, what all 6 binary bits are. What 8 binary bits, sorry. This really is a Monday for me. 8 binary bits, not 6, 8. Okay, tell me what the 8 binary bits are for a lowercase a. The hexadecimal is 61.
Yeah. Is it 0110001?
I think so. I was listening to you go fast. So we've got 1, 2, 4, 8. 1, 2, 4, 8. And you said what?
0110. And then 3 zeros and a 1.
Yep. Okay, because 4 and 2, I turn on the 4 and the 2 to make 6, right? If I have a 61, this is the 6. This is the 1. I turn on the 4 and the 2 to make 6. I turn on just the 1 to make 1. Okay. What we'll find is that a B is a 62. A lowercase b is equal to a 62 in hex. And it's going to be 0110 0010, right? Because I'm turning on the 2. So that's very close to an A, it's just that it is now got the 2 turned on, right?
Right.
Okay? Because I've got 1, 2, 4, 8, 1, 2, 4, 8. Okay, so I've got a 2 in. So what's a 3 gonna be, a C gonna be? Tell me the binary for C.
0, 1, 1, 0, 0, 0, 1, 1.
Yep.
2 and 1.
Okay, so that's a 6 and a 3 in hex. Okay. So what are we seeing here as a pattern? We're seeing the 0, 1, 1 at the beginning, right? The 0, 1, 1 at the beginning here is lowercase. So 0, 1, 0 said uppercase, and 0, 1, 1 says lowercase. So there's not a big difference between the codes. There's just that difference of 0, 1, 1 versus 0, 1, 0. 0, 1, 0 means uppercase. 0, 1, 1 means lowercase. Okay? Because an A was... Let's try a different color. Okay, was 0, 1, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 1, and that told me uppercase. But notice that the rest of it is all the same. Okay? The rest of it is the same. So I have a slightly different code for uppercase versus lowercase. Okay? Now, the 97 that I came up with, here is the 97 for decimal, and that was gotten because I converted to decimal. And when I convert to decimal, I go all the way. And so a 97 would be, what would be turned on for a 97?
The 8 and the 1, and then the 4, the 2.
No, wait a minute, wait a minute. 97,
oh, I'm looking at the wrong thing.
What makes, what is going to add up to 97 is basically what you're looking at. I want a 64, okay, because I've got 97. Can I use 128? No,
no,
so I put a 0 there. Can I use 64? Yes. 64 leaves me 33 left over, right? Can I use 32?
Yes.
Yeah. And 32 leaves me 1 left over. So can I use 16?
No.
Can I use 8?
No.
That sort of says 16. Can I use 4?
No.
Can I use 2?
No.
Can I use 1?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And lo and behold, they're the same. That's what a lowercase a is. They're the same. Okay? So a lowercase a is the same. And again, 0, 1, 1 tells me it's lowercase, and then the last 5 digits tell me it's the first character in the alphabet. So that tells me it's the first lowercase letter. Okay, so if I come over here and I do 0, 1, 1, 1, 0, 0, 0, 1. What is that? No. What does the first 3 characters tell me?
Lowercase.
It's lowercase. So I know it is lowercase at this point. Now, I've got the 1, 2, 4, 8, and 16 turned on. So which letter of the alphabet is it? Okay, but which numbering wise, which letter? it's the 17th letter, right? It's the 17th letter, whatever that is. And then I go to my fingers, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q. Okay? So that tells me it is a Q. But at that point, I mean, the 17th, the only way I know to find the 17th letter in the alphabet is to use my fingers. Okay? Or if somebody's written out the alphabet, I can count. But otherwise, the only way I know to do it is to use my fingers. And that's, if you see somebody sitting in a computer lab counting on their fingers, they're probably looking for the right letter of the alphabet. Okay? Okay, so if I have 010, and then I've got 10011, what's that? What does 010 tell you?
Capital.
So 010 tells you uppercase. And then what does this tell you? 1, 2, 4, 8, 16. What does that tell you?
19.
So it's the 19th letter of the alphabet. And since I know that the 17th is Q, I don't have to use my fingers to figure out that it is a capital S. Okay? But that's basically because I know that it's a capital S because the Q was the 17th letter. Okay? Okay, so somebody in the other class asked the question of, you mean Thanksgiving would look like? And I said, let's figure out what Thanksgiving would look like. Now, we only got through THA, I think. But anyway, if I type Thanksgiving, I start out with a T. Okay? What is going to be? What's the code for a T? Okay? Well, it's a capital T, so I know it's going to be a 010, right? Because it's a capital T. Yeah? Anybody? That's a capital T, so it's 010. And now I need to find out 16, 8, 4, 2, 1. So now I'm back to my fingers to figure out what a T is. Except that I already know that the 19th is an S, so ST is a 20th, right? So T is the 20th. So what's the code for the T?
10100.
Okay, it's the 20th letter. So what did you say? 1, 0, 1, 0, 0, right, because the 4 and the 16 turned on make 20, right? So 4, 16 and 4 turned on make 20, so I know that that is a T. Now, if I care to know what the hex is, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 0, I divide it in half and I see 5, and then what's over here? 4. So a T is a 5-4. Okay, so go look in the chat and see if it is. And then if I have the 0101010100 and I want to convert it to decimal, I do this. And I've got 64 plus 16 is what? 80 plus 4 is 84 decimal. So let's go look up T and see if I did it right. T is supposedly a 54 and an 84.
You're right.
I'm right. Yay. Okay, so a T is a 54 in hex and an 84 in decimal. Okay, so now you do an H. And let's go with uppercase. So I'm looking for that kind of an H. And there's only one character I have to change between a lowercase and an uppercase. Tell Corey thank you for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Okay, what is an H? The other Corey has it.
Zero, you guys
have three Corys. Go ahead.
0100 1000.
That would mean that 8, which is the 8th letter of the alphabet, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, and it is, so yes, that works. Okay, so this tells me it's the 8th letter of the alphabet, and this told me it was uppercase. If I wanted to do the lowercase h, it would be exactly the same, except this. Okay? I am changing this one thing to make it lowercase. It's still the 8th letter of the alphabet, so I don't change that. There's just one thing telling me that it's lowercase. Okay? So that's the only change between upper and lowercase. Okay, if you go back and look at the chart and look at numbers, you can see that numbers are 30 and 48. And number one goes up one, and they keep going up two. Okay? So 4830 is the number zero. Okay, so the number zero is 48, I think I said in decimal, right?
Yep.
And a hex, 30. So if I want to do the 30, it's 0011, there's the 3, and 0000, there's the 0. Okay? And numbers will have that same configuration. 0011, 0001 is the number 1. The number 2 is 0011, 0010. And then it just keeps going. And if you go in and look, 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, and 32 are both turned on, which gives me the 48. Questions? Okay, somebody please look like it makes sense. Nod your head yes, nod your head no. Do something. Okay. The homework assignment that I'm going to give you has got numbering systems and codes on it. And the last problem, if you bring it up, is a memory dump. And I did this memory dump in hex. Okay, so I've got a memory dump. The numbers over here at the beginning are the memory location, so you can ignore that. And then I gave you the hex. I want you to translate the first four lines. Okay, you don't have to do the whole thing, just translate the first four. But right now, we're going to do the bottom one. And you can go to the chat to look it up, or you can do it the way I just did it. So what's a 5A? Go to the chat and look it up and tell me what a 5A is.
It's a Z.
It's a Z. Capital Z, right?
Yep.
What's a 5'9"? That chat, go back to my last week, and there's something that says reference for ASCII or something.
Reference to ASCII, bring this guy up. So
why?
That thing's memory system. Yep.
So reference to ASCII is what you want. This particular thing I'm looking at right now is your homework assignment for this week.
It's the first.
Okay. I thought you were asking where the chat was. No, this is the homework assignment. So look under the homework assignment for this week, and it's right at the bottom of the homework assignment. So what's 5'9"?
Why?
Yep.
What's 2'0"? Look in the chat.
Space.
2'0" is a space. So 2'0" is a space, which we usually draw like a triangle. What's 44?
D.
What is 55? U. What is 4B? I'm sorry, 43. Skip one. C. What is 4B? K. What is 2'0"?
Space.
And I happen to know if you go back up and look, that's going to be an L and an A, so I'm talking about a lazy butt duck. Okay. So that's the phrase about a lazy duck or something.
What's the last one?
A space.
And the 22?
20 is a space.
When you're doing in homework, by the way, you don't have to do all the math on each number. You just look at the table.
You can just look at the chat for this one.
Shut up before you kill yourself.
On the other homework problems where I'm having you translate, I want to know what you did.
Yeah.
But on this one, you can just go to the chat.
That'll be a lot easier.
Then the other thing that I should tell you about is that if you go into here and you say all programs and you go to accessories and pick calculator, and if you pick view programmer and you pick the programmer calculator will do translations for you. From hex to binary and all that. Now, on the homework, the highest grade you can get is a 70 if you don't show me the work. In other words, if you can use the calculator, you can get a 70. If you show me the work and understand it, you can get 100. But I would use the calculator to check your answers. So do it out and then check your answers with the calculator so everybody should get everything right, because the calculator will do it. So if I put in, what were we looking at? We'd have to go back. But if I put in, 4F6, and then I say I want to know what the decimal is on that, and I click on decimal, it tells me 1270, okay? If I want to see the binary, it gives me the binary for that number, but that's a straight binary conversion. So you can use this programmable calculator to check your answers and make sure that your answers are correct. If you go in here. Pardon?
How do you get the
just bring up the calculator.
And then go
okay?
To view.
And then go to programmable under view. If you go to view programmer, It's the programmer calculator. And calculators are under accessories. So if you go in under accessories, you get the calculator. If you go to the view, you get programmer. I don't know whether Apple has the same thing or not, or whether theirs works the same way. But on the PC, this is the calculator that they give you, and you can get a variety of versions of the calculator. So if you want to check something, you can use the calculator. Okay? Questions? Yeah.
Do you ever use OCT?
Oh, what?
OCT on the chart.
Octal. Yeah, that was, if you look at my handout, Octal's back there in the same history that my handout is. Octal is base 8. And base 8 was used when we used codes that were only 6 characters. Because if you divided the 6 characters, you got 3. And so base 8 is the digits 0 to 7. And with 4 to 1, you can represent every digit from 0 to 7. So octal was a 6. If you have a 6-bit code, octal works. If you have an 8-bit code, hexadecimal works. So octal is historic on the whole. I mean, when I first started to program, there weren't lowercase letters. So you didn't have a problem. Everything was uppercase. Yes, ma'am?
You're just about done, right?
Of course, Janelle. I'm just about done.
You're doing the evals next door?
Okay.
Collect them for me?
Yes. Okay. I just want to tell you one more thing, and then I'm actually done. So I can go collect the evals. Okay, we're going to look at the rest of your life, as in the rest of this course. If you look at December, next week, we're now, if you look at December, after Thanksgiving is that week. On the 2nd and the 4th, we will have classes, and I will be going over some stuff using Access databases with multiple tables. Because I just want you to understand the concepts there. Then the following week, which is the last week of classes, we will have no class, but I will be here for labs. So on that last week, which is the week starting on the 7th, I will be here in this room on Monday from 11 to 2, on Tuesday and Thursday from 9:30 until 2, and then Pat and I will probably be staying and doing stuff after 2. And so that's the way it's going to work.
Is it posted though, right? Isn't it? It's probably posted when you're going to be here.
I'll put it up.
Because I missed it.
Now, on the final I'm going to have due on the 16th. One of my classes, I think, was technically on the 18th, but I'm making everybody the 16th so they're the same. And so I will give out the final on the 9th, and you need to pass it in to me by a deadline that I'll give you on the 16th. So you have 1 week to do the final, and if I give it to you on the 9th, that means that when you come to the lab, you can ask me questions. It's a take-home final, it's an individual project, and you're welcome to ask me questions, but not Pat, okay? He doesn't get to answer final questions, okay? So only I can answer final questions. You can send me an email, and I can answer questions that way. Okay, but I want to know this, that everybody's being told exactly the same.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, I should have told the other class that,
yeah.
But you can tell them.
Didn't know that.
I mean, you can translate English if they can't read to figure out the English, but any help on the final is only me. So that's where it stands. And so next week is your last day of classes. Homework is due on the last day of classes, which is Friday the 12th. I will take a couple of things late over the weekend, a couple. If you pass in more than that, let's say you pass an entire semester's worth of work into me.
Carol's collecting them, you just have to sign it to say you collected them.
All right.
Because she can't sign it, because she's not a faculty. Okay. So she's collecting it. So
okay.
So keep talking.
Okay, so what was I saying? Oh, homework. So if you pass the entire semester's work, then at the end of the semester, you'll probably get an F, but it's an F that is changeable. And if you give me the stuff, I will change your grade. However, I will do it with the same diligence that you did in passing it in the first place. So in other words, I'll get around to it eventually. Okay, but I will not get it posted for Christmas. Because if you pass in an entire semester,
4 months in?
Right. Then I basically say, okay,
4 months in?
I'm going to have Christmas.
Yeah.
And I go and have Christmas, and then I look at your stuff you passed in. Okay? So you have to explain the F to whoever you explain it to, and then I will do a change of grade once I get all of the work. Okay? Questions? Mark,
I'm
done. Okay, question?
What's the last week of class?
The 12th. So everything is due by the 12th. And then the following week is final.
Yeah. Let's go to, what's it called? Just have to go to,
we're staying here, so I'm just going to go sign this and then I'll do it.
Multiple times, but it won't work. And then visual, and there on the